Horios, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. We continue now. We're going to discuss specifically which animals are brought for these various karbanos we've been talking about. So it says, Kol ha-mitzvahs she-betorah she-chayavan al-zdon an-kares val-shigas an-chatas. All the mitzvahs in the Torah that there's an obligation of kares if one does it intentionally, of which there are 36, we said, val-shigas an-chatas, but then one brings a chatas if he does it unintentionally. So in total, we said, actually, the Rambam enumerates 43. We sort of reconciled that a couple of Mishnayos ago. Worth noting, really, we're going to talk about 42 of the 43 because we're going to talk about Avodah Zarah is a different kind of korban, but for those other 42, when you have to bring a korban chatas, the chatas kavua. So what do you bring? Hayachid mevi kivsa, kisba usira. A regular person brings either a female sheep or a female goat, either one. V'hanasi sa'ir, the nasi, the king, he brings it for the same averas, if he's Mechal Shabbos on accident, so then he'll bring a Chatas Kavua also, but the king's Chatas Kavua is always specifically a goat, and it's always a male. Okay, it's always male, not female. U'mashiach u'bezdin mevi'in par. Now, in the event that the Mashiach, meaning the Kohen Mashiach, or the Bezdin, meaning the Sanhedrin, has to bring a special offering because they followed an erroneous ruling, so then they bring a par, a bull, instead of a goat or sheep, whatever it is. They bring a dafka bull, that's a male cow, if you will. Just to remind you, so what we're talking about here is if, I just want to make sure it's clear. If, let's talk about double knotting shoes on Shabbos. If a person double knots his shoes on Shabbos, and then he says, oh gosh, I forgot it was Shabbos today, or oh gosh, I forgot you can't do that. So then the yachid brings the chatas of a female goat or sheep. The nasi, meaning the king, brings a male goat. If a Kohen Gadol double knotted his shoes on Shabbos, so then he doesn't bring a korban. So there's no chatas to be brought. Even if he's a Roy Lahora, even if he is a Mashuach with the Shem and the Mishcha, it's still, because that's called the Shigas Masa. It wasn't that he made a wrong psak, he just made a wrong action. So for that, he's totally exempt from bringing any chatas whatsoever. The scenario in which the Mashiach, meaning the Kohen Mashiach, would bring his par as a chatas is when he made a shigas din. He made a mistake. He passed and he thought about it. He said, oh, double knotting shoes on Shabbos is mutter. He followed his psak. Then he changed his mind. So now he has to bring a chatas. And the chatas he brings is the par. It's a bull. And remember, the bull will be offered, the blood will be offered on the inside and not the meat will not be eaten. In contrast, the regular chatas kavua of a yachid, the sheep or goat female, or of the king for that matter, the male goat will be offered in the Adam Mizbeach, and the meat will be eaten by the Kohanim. Okay, same goes for if the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin, is bringing a Parhelim Davar, like we explained in the first parak, it's for the kind of Avera of which the people followed their Psak and erroneously, and it was one of these 42 Averas for which the penalty is a Chatas Kavu on the Yachid, but here the majority of people followed their Psak erroneously, so they'll bring a Parhelim Davar instead, or as we said, Lahalacha 12 of them. Uba Avodah Zarah, so the psukim say that when it comes to a Avodah Zarah crime that's done b'shogeg, instead of bring the usual chatas kavua, as we described a second ago, you bring a different kind of korban. So what is that, says the Mishnah? Uba Avodah Zarah, hayachid v'hanasi v'hamashiach mevi'in se'ira. They're all the same, a private person, as well as the king, as well as the Kohen, even Kohen Mashiach, he will bring a se'ira, that means a female goat. So a female goat brought for Avodah Zarah. If it's done again, you did the Avodah Zarah violation of Beshogig. It's a machlokas, whether when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, if it has to be based on his psak or not. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says it's the same. It doesn't make a difference. He's like a regular king in this regard when it comes to Avodah Zarah. But the halacha, it's like Chacham who say no, it has to be Dafka Shigas Din, where he passed and was mutter to do some Avodah Zarah act, and then he changed his mind. And the Bezdin, if the Bezdin makes a psak, the Sanhedrin or Gadol makes a psak regarding Avodah Zarah, like we saw in the previous parak, and the people follow the psak and they change their mind, so then par o'se'ir, they'll bring both a bull and a goat, but now par la'ola, the bull is not functioning as the chatas anymore, here the bull is functioning as the ola, a burnt offering, it'll be burned in the outer altar, and the se'ir, that's a male goat, that male goat will function as the chatas, like the halim davar chatas, if you will, that'll be brought from all the 12 Shvatim, if you will, like before, and that will be offered, this, the goat will be offered the blood on the inside of the Kodesh with the blood splashed towards the Parochas and on the Mizbeach HaZahav, and the flesh burned outside of the temple precincts.